أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that takathur, fighting for plenitude, competing for abundance, will create heedlessness in a person until one leaves this world and goes into the qabr. That crave for wealth will continue. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kalla law ta'lamuna 'ilma al-yaqin," nay, if only you know with the knowledge of certainty. If you have the knowledge of certainty with regards to the akhirat coming, with regards to facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this material world will not beguile you, it will not deceive you. Now time and again we had spoken about this, that if a person accumulates wealth of this world, there is no problem with that, provided he or she pays the dues that are due on that wealth, so far as zakat is concerned, and so long as it does not create an attitude of negativity as far as deen is concerned, it doesn't create pride, and of course one does not become heedless of the hereafter, then there is no problem with such wealth. But when all these things happen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if only one had known what will happen in the hereafter, the coming of the hereafter, with the knowledge of certainty. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ilmul yaqeen. In the following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ainul yaqeen. And of course, there is another aspect of it. Allah speaks in the Quran about haqqul yaqeen. Very simply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about three different types of yaqeen, three different types of convictions. One is ilmul yaqeen, that a person has the knowledge of conviction, the person has the knowledge of certainty. Second is this, that one sees, one experiences, and that brings and that creates certainty in a person's heart. And then of course, the third is haqqul yaqeen, when one has an experience with regards to a specific instance or a specific thing. A simple example that the ulama have given is, all of us know, we have knowledge that fire burns. No person has any doubt in that fact. So that can be regarded as ilmul yaqeen. Then one is this, that a person sees the fire burning. So that will be ainul yaqeen. Very simply, our eyes see it and we will have knowledge with the eyes of certainty. That is also, we will understand that. Haqqul yaqeen, beyond doubt, beyond any doubt whatsoever, one has the full yaqeen that the fire burns. Is simply put his hand in the fire, and then when one gets burnt, one experiences the burn, then one knows 100%, this is haqqul yaqeen, there is no doubt with regards to it, and there is no certainty more certain than that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have this knowledge of certainty, and only if we have this knowledge of certainty, then this material world would not beguile us. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will certainly see the fire of Jahannam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Qur'an al-Kareem. The commentators, the mufassireen have stated that when one passes over the pul sirat, then that pul sirat is over the fire of Jahannam, and each person goes through this phase of having a very clear look of the fire of Jahannam, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this here and in other ayats. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that with an emphasis that certainly you will see it with the eyes of certainty. There will be no doubt in what you see insofar as the fire of Jahannam is concerned. And then concluding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, and certainly you will be questioned on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said, the good health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question us with regards to that. In the hadith we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us water to drink, cold water to drink, That is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be questioned about that ni'mat. Then we find in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about his life. Allah would ask us about the health that Allah had given us, the wealth, how we earned it, where we earned it from, and how we spent it, and the knowledge that Allah gave us, that we act upon it. And those are some of the questions that will be questioned about these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The simple way is that whatever Allah has given us, let us make abundant shukr for all that. Let us show our gratitude to Allah. Let us be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take us to task and question us abundantly about the ni'mas that Allah ta'ala had granted us. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.